Emily, have you ever been to a place with extreme weather?
I don't know. For me, Ash, 0 degrees Celsius with a little wind is extreme. I don't get out into the world much, but my mom has a lot of relatives on her side of the family who are like super wealthy and able to travel everywhere. And they like all that extreme stuff.
Have you heard about any of their adventures?
Oh, absolutely. My uncle has been to the Atacama Desert. I think it's in the northern part of Chile. But from what I understand, it's the driest place on Earth. He said that before he went, he had never imagined a place could literally go years without rain. He described it like being on Mars.
That's insane. I've never been to a desert that extreme, but I have hiked in Antarctica.
What? When did you go there, Jake?
A couple of years ago. We had been in Buenos Aires visiting my aunt, and it was just a freak opportunity, like this group thing. And I thought it seemed like a once-in-a-lifetime chance, but I wasn't sure. My mom and my aunt, though, were like, Jake, you gotta do it, and yada yada. In hindsight, though, it wasn't the wisest decision.
Why not? What happened?
Well, as you can imagine, the cold was brutal, and I had never experienced snowstorms so intense. By the time we arrived, the team had already set up camp, but they had struggled with insane wind speeds. One night, the temperature dropped to minus 60 degrees Celsius, and we had already lost power in our shelter. We barely managed not to freeze to death. One girl's eyelashes froze, and we were afraid to put water on them because we thought it would instantly freeze even more.
So what did she do? Did she cry?
Well, yeah. In fact, she had to stop crying because that's how she got herself into the whole predicament in the first place.
That sounds miserable. What a mess. I see what you mean now. I'll make a point to avoid Antarctica. Lots of places that don't even seem like planet Earth.
Any place else that's next level extreme like that you've heard of?
Yeah, in fact, that reminds me of a trip my mom's cousin and her husband took to the Danakil Depression in Ethiopia.
How did they end up in Ethiopia?
Oh, it's like I said, they've got tons of money. They can fly, and often do fly, just about anywhere.
And you don't feel jealous?
Why would I be jealous? I can go to McDormand's and be happy. Besides, the way they described that place...
What do you mean?
It's how you would imagine hell to be. There were boiling acid pools, lava lakes, and toxic gas rising from the ground. Before they even got there, their guide had warned them not to breathe in too deeply.
That's insane. I've heard about that place. It's pretty much the hottest and most inhospitable place on Earth.
Yeah, well, they're into that kind of thing. It wasn't long after that they went trekking through a part of the Sahara Desert.
Geez, what's wrong with them?
I don't know, but evidently they got caught in a sandstorm, and it was also terrifying. By the time they found shelter, the entire sky had disappeared in a thick wall of sand. I think they had some angels guiding them or something. They both suffered severe heat strokes, but they're hardcore like that. A day or two of rest and they're off to the next exotic place.
People are crazy. But you know what? We could do the same. That if we just saved up some money, we could decide on a place we wanted to visit, say, next year, and then save up for it between now and then.
I like that idea, but where would we go?
No idea. Let's research it this weekend and maybe get some ideas.
I like it. For now, though, let's just go to McDormand's. I'm starving.